Are you ready to make Sydney a major? The 2024 Sydney Marathon is in its final stage of candidacy to become the 7th Abbott World Major Marathon this year, and we need you to help bring it home. Join the FTK team as we take on the Sydney Marathon on Sunday, September 15th. Let's make history, Australia. We also have a 10% off code for the first 200 people who enter with the code FTKSM24. Hello everyone and welcome back to episode 92 of For the Kudos. This episode is brought to you by the Sydney Marathon. I'm your host Joel and I'm joined by little sweet custard pie, Brett Robinson.
Happy Easter.
Well, happy Easter to you too. I tell you what, Nelson didn't like that
he
one.
He did not like that one.
He's like, my dad is not a sweet custard pie.
He goes, I'll eat all the custard pies. Thank you.
Yeah, happy Easter. How many chalky eggs did you go through?
I had a couple of small ones the other day, and then I had some that I gave to Yoshi to give to his daughters.
To his daughters. Yeah, well, that's the reason why I've just obviously come back from Rye having a big Easter.
Really? Really?
Did you not know?
No, I didn't know you were Rye.
Yeah, that's why I hadn't run yet, because I left at like 8 this morning. I was in Rye for I was about to say Christmas, for Easter with Chelsea's family, and then I've got Easter lunch today, and obviously I feel really sorry for you that your parents are away and your girlfriend's away, so you've got to come over. Tobin White's got you today,
I
mate.
I know. Being welcomed into the family, it's very nice of you guys.
Yeah, I tell you what, I feel like I think a lot of runners will be able to relate in that Easter Sunday, having lots of eggs, and then you come back from your long run and you're probably, whether you've got like an Easter lunch or something, and you're like looking at chocolate and I'm like, oh, I want to smash that. But I know that I
also know you smash chocolate all the time.
Nah, but I can't, like if I do it before lunch, I'm not going to be hungry.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I've seen you make that mistake plenty of times.
Also, by the way, probably the most boring podcast chat of all time and very off-brand for you and I, but it's like we start the episode being like, runners can relate, a lot of chocky on Sundays, you know, and it's the time when runners can be naughty because we eat a bit too much chocky.
That is us.
That is so us. Little two chocky eating boys on Sunday. No, it was a good week. I feel like you and I did a lot of running together. Hey, a bunch dropped on Patreon during the week. I would say one of our most well-received episodes ever. What was it called again? You named it.
Training Talk.
Training Talk. So Brett and I, obviously in the absence of Live, Laugh, Love and Run with Jack, Joel and Brett, with Jack being away at Falls Creek, couldn't get that recorded. So we thought, well, we need to offer our Patreon something. And we were brainstorming and we came up with this idea. It actually came from Yoshi, it was one of the episodes a few weeks ago where we were sort of talking a little bit more about why we do certain training. And Yoshi said, geez, that was really interesting. You guys don't do that enough. You just gloss over the training, which we damn well we'd be glossing over today. all the non-patrons are like, oh, they're going to explain it? No, behind a paywall. Don't pay, glossed over.
It's definitely probably as we've got kept going, like we've probably gone through our training weeks a bit quicker than
for sure
we did at the start.
Because I think we expect that, you know, after like the first couple seasons that everyone has everyone knows, but we get new listeners all the time. But you sort of can't cater for everyone, because if you're retelling the same stuff every episode thinking people, it's like, well, 90% of people get pissed off. Yeah. But it was a really good episode. We literally ran down every single possible type of training and why we do it and you know, different types of training at different types of year, different times of years, I should say, and different surfaces and a whole bunch of stuff.
And also how we apply it to the coaches, the athletes that we coach.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So it was definitely an episode for everybody. And then we dropped probably without a doubt, our biggest giveaway ever.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very exciting. So we were lucky enough to get 4 Whoops with 12-month memberships from Whoop. So we put one up on our Instagram. So that's for anyone to get involved in. So all you have to do is comment in, tag a friend and follow FTK. But then we have three to give away on Patreon, just to so we make it easier for the Patreons.
Yeah, and also just for Brett describing that, then it might have sounded weird. Let me just say that again. On the Instagram, you have to tag a friend.
Don't worry, your time's coming soon.
Mine was okay, so I'm gonna get this out, but I was like, oh, Brett like smacked his hand like 9 times, and I was like, I'm gonna make the biggest joke about this. This would be so fun, I'll get so many likes. And then I realized it was in a competition post with it's gonna get over 1,000 comments, so my comment would be washed away. So I thought, oh, I'll redo it on my one. Got nothing. No. And got eaten alive.
Because I reckon my comment got more.
No, that's what I mean. Yeah. You were just pretty much like, shut up. Just let everyone know if there's. So if you haven't seen or you don't have Instagram, also, yeah, we put up another video of me talking about some of the things that we're doing with Sydney Marathon. So we have our second group run, FTK, a Melbourne-based run for those doing Sydney Marathon or those just wanting to improve their fitness and come and join us and have a run. There'll be a pace group for everybody.
Yes. Repeat that, please.
Repeat that. And yeah, we're talking about joining the, I'm not sure we've put this video up yet, but we're trying to get everyone to join the FTK Sydney Marathon team. So when you do enter Sydney Marathon, head to For the Kudos team. And we will be dropping limited edition merch for those that have joined the team. So that will only be accessible to those in the team. So you'll have a code or something like that. And it'll be a super limited run of something special.
But that run is this Sunday.
This Sunday. Sunday the 7th 8 a.m.
starting across the road from Gilson's on Domain Road.
Domain Road, yeah. That's just on that big grass sort of area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
You'll
see
us.
And there'll be a pace group for everyone.
There will be.
So in my defense, and I said this to Riley, it's like obviously you're doing a bunch of different cuts. So I've like done the pace group for everyone in the first cut and then I've done it in the second cut and it's just added them together. I'm like, no, you're supposed to cut that bit off.
It's important to know though.
It's important to know. Exactly right. So big week for you, Brett, of training, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was all pretty standard.
Do you want to mention World Cross was also on this week?
Yeah, it was.
Well, because there was a Hot Takes episode that came out. So if you want to know the full rundown of World Cross, go and listen to that.
Yeah.
You don't listen to what we know.
I think it was quite muddy on the course. Nah, they were jumping over hay bales. I know that much.
Yeah, it was a definitely a quick course. Yeah. Like they were running. I think it was pretty flat and fast.
Yeah.
But, some pretty good results. So that the leading senior female was Paige Campbell. She was 31st. We got Haftu Strinos was 23rd, but pretty much the men's team was pretty good. Like four guys in the top 30, which I don't reckon that's happened
for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Like you said four guys in the top 30. Oh, yeah, because Pat was 30th.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. What was Liam? 27th? 29th.
And Ed Marks was 24th.
Isn't it funny that we've got like Aussie and then a few breaks?
Yeah, Aussie. Yeah.
So I think.
Oi, oi.
Imagine the person who's in Serbia, right? Like the Serbian officials, like they have to name the person. It's like 23rd comes across and they're like Aussie. Oi, oi. It's funny, Ed Marks.
Two French guys. And oi, and oi.
Oi,
and they're going, it's we.
Oh, shit. That was actually quite good. It's funny. Ed Marks was saying that before World Cross Trials, they were talking about something. And he said that, like, you know, Ed's obviously performed, like, really well on a lot of races recently. But he said that he's never beaten Haftu.
Yeah,
I think it was something that he said in school. Haftu never beat him, or was it maybe?
Haftu beat him every time. Like they were always so close, but Haftu would always beat him.
Yeah, and I think it became like I reckon like it's almost like a mental block.
Yeah,
because like to me, like he when he ran that 28, what it was 28:12 or something against you. It's like I wish Haftu was in that race because I reckon Ed would have beaten him. You
know, yeah,
like,
exactly.
I just feel like Ed, and then at World Cross Trials, I think, Haftu beat him obviously again, and then there was like was it Murray Plant 5000? I think Haftu obviously beat him there again, I think. And then here he's beaten him by one spot again,
They're in the exact same time,
but I don't reckon
Ed's in as good shape as he was
back
then.
No, he's getting there though,
he's getting fit, but he was in very, very good shape then.
Oh, you're just doing that thing where it's like he was honestly like yeah. crazy good shape. But yeah, I just got the better of him that day.
No, I was lucky that day.
That was a strange laugh from
me. I think well. he didn't believe he could win was the reason why he didn't win. Yeah,
can you gloss over that laugh?
Also in the junior race, Jack Coomer was 34th.
Yeah.
And Gabriel Schmidt was 21st.
Yeah.
So good. Some very good results. Promising from everyone.
Yeah. Promising runs from the juniors.
Yeah, and even like
what was your best spot actually, in juniors?
I only ran it once and it was 46, I think.
Yeah.
So well, we actually it was funny though, like, we were talking the other day, like saying there's like not that many like up and comers, like younger guys in the opens. We like talked still the same people.
We talked about it, yeah. But I would say now with Ed and have to, that's yeah. changed it a bit, yeah. yeah. Because I said, like, when I first joined MTC, there was like, you know, you and Jack were at the top, and then there's I feel like the younger guys were going into the shorter distance, like 1500 and 800 and stuff like that. But like distance, there was nobody,
yeah.
Ed Goddard was sort of young and he sort of came up and then went straight to Rhodes. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's sort of like, and again, they're not at the top level like you, you know.
But still, like they definitely.
But now have to and Ed definitely. Yeah. They well, look, they're first two yeah. fastest. So. Yeah. And he'll be training in, I think Ed will be training in Melbourne in winter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll be good. Have someone to chase.
Yeah, definitely.
Training weeks. Let me guess. Do you want me to do it for you?
Yep.
Monday, 60.
Correct.
Out at Mulligan's.
No.
Where's this one?
I did the run to Studley Park and then through the bats.
Yeah.
Also comes in later in the week. This is it's my favorite run. And then I took you on it and you just complained about it the whole time.
Yeah, because I tore my calf off the bone.
I ran 35 minutes that evening. Then went to Waverley on Tuesday morning. And I just did 5 by a mile by myself.
Yeah.
So I just am staying away from doing any like shorter, faster reps. So
I remember feeling jealous of you like a little bit. I was like, oh, that's going to be brutal by yourself. But then I was also jealous because you just can push however hard you need to. You've got no one, you know, like if it's like, oh, you've got to go with Jack, you're like, oh, God.
Yeah. I did like I was running like 4:40s. And
tomorrow you look like you're running quicker than you were.
I felt like I was too. Yeah, maybe it was long or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I was running lane 6. I didn't realize. But yeah, I don't know. I was just like, I felt like I would, you know, sometimes when you start a rep and you go through 200 and it's like, you're like, oh, fuck, that was a bit quick.
Yeah.
And you can kind of relax.
Yeah.
I was just like not doing that.
Yeah.
I'd look down. I'd be like, oh, geez, I kind of have to pick it up a little bit.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Yeah. So it's just, I don't know.
Especially miles, it's the worst.
Yeah.
You've got so many more 200s.
Yeah.
Whereas
yeah.
like in an 800, you're like, oh, I'll pick it up and I've just got one lap to go.
And then, yeah, it's just like sometimes it'd just be like a bit of a slow lap. So I don't know. Like I got through it fine, but I just didn't feel that great doing it.
Conditions were pretty good, unfortunately, but.
They were they? Yeah. yeah. They but were, way I'm better sorry. Than the week before.
Way better than the week before. Yeah. yeah, way better.
Yeah. So, yeah, don't know what it was, but just, yeah, didn't feel great. Went out to the Pulse session on Tuesday evening, ran 9K.
And that you was 9K in that.
Yeah.
Any reason?
Well, so I did 2 laps.
Yeah.
And then I was like, do another lap. No, first I'm like, I'll do a lap and I'll just come past the
gotcha.
Half a lap.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I might as well make it up to the 9K.
Okay.
Playing a few mind games with myself.
Who won?
Not me, all the mind. ran that was after gym as well.
Okay.
I went to gym in the day. Wednesday morning, went out to Yarra Flats with Sinead and Charlotte.
Just a quick question, a real serious one. You know, like gyms mowing and gyms electrical, and there's all those gyms. Do you reckon there's gyms?
Mm-hmm. Wednesday morning, went out to Yarra Flats with Sinead and Charlotte. We just went out and back.
Yarra Flats on a Wednesday.
Yeah, I don't know. They just messaged me and said, do you want to go there?
Sinead not in the office?
She wasn't, no.
There you go.
She was a bit late. I said Eddie.
Probably leaving
Eddie,
the office.
Eddie was probably in trouble at school or something. I said that and she's like, nah, I just had to speak to the teacher or something like that.
Yeah.
Because Eddie was in trouble. Yeah,
he's in trouble with kick flips in the, yeah. in the living room.
Yeah, we ran just under 22K, 409s.
Okay. How long have you been doing? Sorry, I've
90 minutes.
Yeah, I haven't been listening for the last 20 episodes, but
Last week I did like 80, 85 or something.
So this is the first week at 90.
At 90, yeah. But, well, it's because the other weeks I was doing the Tuesday, Thursday sessions.
Yeah.
So for just sure. Like, shorten knew a bit. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I used to always go out to Yarra Flats on a Wednesday. I used to go out with Saskia and then, but I just, yeah, haven't been doing it for a while just because I guess been on the two sessions. But
yeah,
it was nice. I'm just trying to find where I was again. ran 30 minutes on Wednesday Arvo. And then Thursday morning had a photo shoot for Whoop. So I was up nice and early. So I was met at the tan at like 7:30.
Yeah.
And all these people were running past and like yelling out to me. It's like, oh, this is early for you. And I was like, fuck it. You know, you get out of bed late or you don't run early when people start yelling that out.
People
to you.
Taking the piss out of you.
And then like there was the girl from Whoop was there. She's like, you don't get up early, do you? I was like, no, it's obvious.
And you're like, oh, why is that? And she goes, look at your face, mate.
Yeah.
Full swollen, puffy eyes. Jiggy puff.
I know. I had to get up at 6:30 to do hair and makeup.
Ran for a shoot at 11. That's how long it took. It's like Jim Carrey and the Grinch.
Fuck, there's some funny photos from it though.
I don't want to see
them. Yeah. So I ran straight after that and just ran down through South Bank.
Yeah.
Towards the Balti.
Always quick running through there, isn't it?
Always what?
Quick.
Yeah.
Like pace is pretty quick.
Yeah, it was good.
Unless it's windy, but it's obviously dead.
Yeah.
Dead flat.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, so that was what, 14, bit over 14K. And then I had a Thursday night off and then I ran with you on Friday morning.
We warmed up together.
Warmed up together, yeah. We went to the Yarra Boulevard for
first hole.
Yeah. Jeez. Wait, so
what time did you get up this morning, mate?
Yeah.
4 a.m.?
No, I was just trying to think. Yeah. We do call that the Yarra Boulevard.
I used to call it Richmond Boulevard, but I think you can call it Yarra Boulevard, but so it's not Q Boulevard. No, yeah, you call Q Boulevard well, Yarra Boulevard. No, it's Q Boulevard.
Actually?
Well, I don't know. I've always called it Q Boulevard.
I think that one's Yarra Boulevard as well.
I don't know.
Yeah, that one's Yarra Boulevard as well.
Okay, well then people call that one Q Boulevard and then the other one is Richmond Boulevard.
Yeah, well, they're both Yarra Boulevard. Yeah, maybe that's why I'm a bit confused.
Well, because it's a boulevard that's on the Yarra River. So that's why they're probably called the Yarra Boulevard. It's probably the same thing. It's an extent, but you say Q Bully or Richmond Bully.
Yeah. So around the Yarra Boulevard.
Yeah.
yeah, so I was going to do, I hadn't like really spoken to Nicole Collis about what session I was supposed to be doing. So I was just going to do 3x12 minutes because that's what I've been doing. But then I kind of got like 6 minutes in and I was like looking, I was like starting to break down the rep, been like, all right, just like another 2K or another 6 minutes. And then I was like, nah, fuck it. I'm just going to do 12K straight. Because like I was just like mentally, I feel like the 3x12 minutes is like so easy. And then I'm like, the 12K is actually like not physically, not harder.
But more mentally.
But mentally it's like a bit harder.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not going to get a break when I do these races coming up. So, but yeah, it was good. Like I ran 3 minute Ks.
For the whole 12K.
Yeah.
That's really good.
You jumped in with me for the last like little K. And that was my fastest K. That was 256.
Was I half stepping out?
Yeah, you were.
I was trying not to.
Nah. It was fine. But yeah, pretty much pretty consistent. But yeah, felt strong. Another perfect day out there, wasn't it?
It was so good. I love it.
Yeah. And then that's when we recorded the videos where we're both doing weird shit.
Yeah, we're doing so weird because I didn't have enough oxygen in our brain.
Yeah. It was straight after the session. Yeah. I didn't even change my shoes and I was recording. ran, 7.5K that evening and then ran with you on the loop that I like through looking at all the bats and you just complain them.
Yeah, but it wasn't like proper complaining. It was more like, I banged my calf on a bench the day before, and it was a bit of a swollen, a bit sore. but no, I was more making jokes that you were like we met up to go for a run, but you chose the trail was single trail, so I can't talk. That's all we're making jokes about. I was like, oh, and then I was complaining. I was like, the weather, like it was all grim and
gloomy. It was a weird morning.
It was a weird morning. The moment we finished, the sun came out. Yeah. And I was like, oh, wish the sun was there for the run. But no, it was good.
It was good. And Yarra Flats on Sunday morning, 2 hours and 2 minutes, 30K, 404s.
Hill loop?
Nah, me and Charlotte just like gone out and back.
Yeah.
We just kind of go
15 out, 15 back.
Yeah, pretty much. We just go out like, yeah, where do we, but I feel like we get to like the start of the good part.
Yeah. Yeah. You get to pretty much where the top of the trail is after the rapids. Yeah.
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 Yeah. The good part is from there on the boardwalk all the way we open up to the power line.
So we get to the boardwalk and then we turn around. So
it's
you got the
walk. You get there. Huh? You get there because I'm sure Smack and I used to turn at the toilets for 30K. So it's like, I wonder if we added on an extra bit at the beginning.
But or where would you do that?
Do you go around the back of the lake?
We go left.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
We always go left, then we come back the other side.
Yeah.
And then so we have to make up when we get back.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But it's better mentally than
so much
going
better.
around the right-hand side.
Yeah, I don't know. I wish we were doing a bit longer run so we keep going along the
nice spot. Why don't you park at the, even if you parked at the nursery, like the ovals, that's 4K.
Yeah.
Extra 4K out, 4K back.
Not what I do.
It's honestly, now that I think about it, would be an extra like 3 minute drive.
Yeah, it's not what I do. And then I ran another 33 minutes on Sunday night.
I beg your pardon?
172 for the week.
That's why you're all tired today.
I'm not tired at all.
You are. You're slipping over your words, slipping and sliding.
Yeah, because I'm straight off the run. I'm still puffing from, I finished my run straight in the recording.
Still puffing because you're exhausted. Where'd you run last night? Around the?
I just ran like my normal loop.
Yeah. How do you find, that's your first Sunday double in a while, isn't it?
Yeah, easiest one of the week.
You just,
it's so easy.
In what way? Is it?
I just feel like your body's, like, because I don't run that hard on a Sunday morning, but like, I feel like my body's warmed up, ready to go. But if you do like a Tuesday session, you're stiff and like, you're getting out there and you're sore. Where I wasn't like, 2 hours isn't like.
Would you find that like, maybe it's tired. Would you find that on, say, like a Wednesday, or you didn't double Wednesday, did you? Or you did?
I did double Wednesday.
Yeah, so say you're still, it feels a bit shit because you're still recovering from the hard Tuesday.
Maybe.
You know, you're a bit stiff, whereas on Saturday you don't run hard. So Sunday you feel really good.
I think I've got low expectations on a Sunday arvo, thinking it's going to be hard. You're going to be real tired, but no, I don't know. I just feel
good.
Always feel fine on the Sunday.
So how many of those are you going to be adding in?
I don't know. To be honest, I was supposed to run Saturday arvo, but I was like watching Saskia race, and then I like had a little nap, and then it was like 6:30. I was like, oh, I can.
So to Sunday.
And then I wasn't even going to do it. And then Charlotte was like telling me about her training week. So I was like, better go and do something.
Good.
So nice. Not bad. How was your week?
Good. I was at the beginning of your week. I told myself, get up Strava. So I'm prepared for my Tuesday workout because I forgot what it is. And I didn't do that. So I'm going to do it off the top of my dome.
You made a comeback to Strava.
I did. Yep. That was in, was that the, that was the week. No, that was this week. Yeah, it was.
Tuesday.
So Monday I ran 12K from my house and sort of, when did we record the podcast? At 10 o'clock or something?
10:30?
Yeah. We went home and did that at around lunchtime. And then did a yoga routine that night just because I was like feeling pretty stiff from the weekend to prepare for Tuesday morning at Waverley, and the session was a mile in 74s.
Didn't start with a 2K?
Sorry, 2K in 74s, 1 minute break, mile in 72s, and then a lap jog, and then 1200 in 68s, 800 in 66s.
Yep.
Lap jog. 10 by 300, alternating 45-50. Would that be right? 46-50, maybe? Yeah. So the first 2K in 74s felt really easy. It was just like threshold. And then minute break, then the K, I think the 1600, I think I led the whole 1600 maybe. Maybe I split it up. I don't really remember actually. Sorry for the boys if I – me and Logie split it. That's right. And it was, 72s. And that felt pretty cruisy. And then lap jog. The 1200 probably felt the hardest. being 68s for 1200. It just sort of felt like that's like the zone I reckon I'm like worst at the moment. It's that sort of like exactly like would translate to a 5K, maybe yeah, 3 to 5K.
Like it's solid pace for a slightly long rep.
Yeah, like but I think
it's,
we went
just an 800. It's like so easy to get through.
Yeah,
but a 1200 is like it's a fair way.
Exactly right, and I think it was made harder for the fact that I said I would lead the 800, and like I think Seth was like, "Oh, do you want help?" And I was like, "Nah, don't need it." And then that's like midway through, I'm like, "Please help!" But nah, it was fine. I think I ran 210 for the 800, so that's like your 1200 minute break, and then 800 and 210. And that was definitely the hardest. But then I like felt like I was all the sort of like younger boys are all spiking up and coming together for the 300s, and I find that like. That the last time I did this, it just made me so sore because they just like you get moving so quick at the start. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to run at the very back of the pack and just like do my own thing. Like that way, like I can get, and I was pretty much within a second every time, but you're missing the, I'm running consistently, consistent pace. Whereas I find like sometimes like the 45, we go out in like 43, the first 100, like we're just, or everyone's sprinting and you're trying to stay in your line and then you like back off a bit. So sometimes I'll be like 10 meters off and around the bend and then I'd catch him in the straight, you know, stuff like that. I felt really good, but it was bloody hard. Like hard.
I've done that session a few times and it used to be always be one of the hardest sessions we would do.
Yeah.
Like we used to start like a little bit quicker and I think like we'd do it maybe as more of a, like a few days.
Or I've definitely done that workout much quicker.
Yeah. Before, I think we used to do it like probably like 10 days before a big race.
Wouldn't you start the 60? Wouldn't the 2K be in 68s? I've done that at the track with you guys and Stewie and it's like, and I would never finish it, but it's like 68s and then the mile was 66s and I'd be like maxing at that and then the 1200 was like 64s and it's like, oh, well, I'm not running 230. Yeah, something. Like something like that. And I just...
It would be like a key session where we would probably...
Go to the well, yeah.
But yeah, I used to love that session.
Yeah, it was... Well, I liked it until the... The 300s. I think I was just like, I think maybe as well, like I felt like I'm getting fit definitely. And I'm like sort of with the guys that I'm running with, I'm sort of thinking like the longer sort of stuff, I'm like, oh, I'm feeling like this, I might be finding this a little bit easier than some of the guys in the group. And you get a bit of confidence. I'm like, yeah, I'm feeling good. Like I'm in control here. And then we do 300s and I would say I'm like one of the worst in the group. Mm. Like they're all like just getting through them and I'm just on the back, like heart rate. I finished it and it said new max adjusted heart rate. So I think I was getting... You know, it was getting up there, but it's good training. Tuesday night went out to the Pulse coaching out at Pliny Park. They all had a set of 2 minutes, and I always like watching them in pain after I've been in pain on Tuesday morning. It's good giving it back to them.
When you train bad, it's like, all right, they're getting extra sets.
It's like they got 12 by 1K, and they're like, oh shit, Joel must have had a shock this morning. Wednesday was I was going to have Wednesday morning I was going to have as my day, like, well, at least my morning off running, because I was heading to Sydney that night. So Riley and I, representing FTK, were heading up to Sydney for an on event at Centennial Park, which was cool. It was really good there. Ended up doing a 7K run just around Centennial Park. Jeez, it was humid. Tell you that.
Yeah.
Felt really humid, and we were laughing. You know, Luke from On was having a laugh with Riley and I about just, I don't know what it is in the water up in Sydney, but how many like middle-aged blokes running with their tops off. But really? Not like the funny thing that Luke sort of said is he goes, look, they don't have their top with them. So they set out from the gate without a top on, you know, whereas like if you and I take our tops off, we'd like it'll get hot. So you take your top off.
Yeah.
Very rarely will you head out without a top.
I do for my easy runs from home.
Do you?
Yeah.
Even like
heaps times.
In when it's like 20 degrees?
Maybe
you do.
Maybe not.
When it's that, proper hot.
If it's warm, yeah. If I'm going to take my top off, I'll take it off before I start, I reckon.
Okay. There you go. All right. Well, you're like, you maybe should move to Sydney.
Yeah.
It was like 8K that evening, and then I was staying in Sydney for the night because we finished up sort of later. Poor Riley had to fly off that night.
Poor Riley, because he got home at like 1 o'clock
and then shoot for you.
He ran before.
Yeah, and I told him to rest. And
I think he ran
and sleep in. Yeah. But then he explained it more that like, well, then he has to run at night and he preferred to just get it over and done with and then chill after work. So I said, all right, do whatever, whatever's comfortable for you. But yeah, Thursday morning ran an hour around Centennial with, mate Eli. Jack coaches him. So it was good sort of, yeah, but I think we met a bit earlier, like 8:30, I think. That was good. Did it off one of the, like, I felt like when I got back to the hotel, I was really tired just from like, you know, traveling and training and all that. And I'd had like a really big late lunch, where it's like you're not hungry until way later. And then I was like starting to get hungry at like 9 o'clock at night. And I'm like, I'm not going to order Uber Eats. It's going to come at like 10. I'm like, stuff it. I'll just go to bed. And then I like woke up. I'm like, I don't have any food. I forgot about food. So I'm going to have to do this.
You stuffed up Thursday. You stuffed up Sunday with Easter chockies.
No, I didn't stuff up Sunday with Easter chockies. I ate so much. I'll get to it, brother. You just hold your horses. So yeah, ran an hour on Thursday morning. And then on the way back from the airport, went to the gym on Thursday to lift heavy.
Yes, you were you were talking about.
Yeah, lifting heavy, like whoop, boom, boom. So I thank you also to every single podcast listener who's sent me a message about this weird wobbly calf thing that I'm dealing with pretty much in every single threshold. I've had about 6-7 people message me now with all different things. Oh, I'm just doing one of them. I'm supposed to not sit with my legs crossed because it's apparently can pinch the nerve. Yeah, well, you don't have the problem.
I don't want to get it.
But like pretty much the main consensus from a lot of people that have said is who've had similar sort of things is it's a lack of strength, not so much a tightness thing. So I'm going pretty hard at the gym at the moment and hoping it will sort of knock it on the head. So went out with you, as I said, Friday morning, and I was going to set myself as 3x10 minute because last week I had went out for 30 minutes and had to break it up. So it's really annoying at the moment because I feel like my fitness is just like properly starting to click. And this happened to me in the past before where I like drop like 5 to 10 seconds a K in threshold in like a week or two.
Mm.
And it's like, I'm not chasing it at all. It's just like it clicks. Because I was like running 3:10s for so long and it just felt like the same difficulty. And then I don't know what it was, maybe a couple of extra hard Tuesdays where I started to get on top of it. And then it's like I'm thresholding at the same heart rate and I'm running 10 seconds a K quicker, you know. Or it's maybe just because the bloody course is so fast.
And I've been it's not, I don't know. Well, it's probably faster than the one you were on though.
Yeah.
But yeah, still.
I don't know. I can tell
the difference though when you...
Yeah, I just feel so good. And then I'm like, I'm genuinely trying to slow myself down. And then I've got this bloody calf thing, which is really annoying. So I went out at 3:00. And it's not like the other thing is I'm not getting carried away by you either. My slowest is my first. Yeah. So like usually in the past, I'd like, you know, go out with you and then I'd start blowing up and I'd rot or something, which is dumb. But I didn't even run with you at all. Like you just run off running your 3-minute Ks or whatever you're doing. And then I was like, yeah, I think I was 3:06 or 3:07 for the first 10 minutes. And I lapped my watch to jog a minute, but I think in my mind I'm jogging, and that minute was like 3:25. Mm. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to go again now. And the last the first 10 minutes felt fine, and then I got the calf wobble thing at 9 minutes of the second one. So it's exactly that 19 minutes, exactly where I got it the week before, which is pretty crazy because I wasn't even looking at all I've got it on is heart rate. So I don't know what, I'm just like monitoring it. I'm like, yep, this feels good. I'm sitting in around that. And it was 3-minute Ks for the 10 minutes. But the calf was like the last 30 seconds, it was going real bad. So I was like, I'm just going to stop and walk this minute recovery because I want to be ready for the next 10 minutes. So then, yeah, the last 10 minutes went out and I was sort of going to time it so that I could run with you to get back. But then I realized actually I'm going to have to walk ages back. So I was like, stuff it. I'm going to turn, like you were in the distance, but I turned early. I did 5.5 minutes out and then I was like, okay, I got to do 4.5 back. And again, I wasn't looking at pace, but I got to about 8 minutes total and the calf was just like, it was wobbling everywhere. It felt like my whole technique just gets thrown out and it gets super cooked. So I was pretty frustrated, but I was looking down. I felt good again. I was at like 3-minute Ks. So I just lapped my watch and I was like, I'll try reset. I tried to like do a bit of stretching or whatever. And you were probably like 20 seconds behind. And then did the maths. I'd done 28 minutes of threshold then. So I like had that 20-second break. And then I'm like, I'll just run with you for a bit, see what you're doing. And yeah, you were running what did we do? I think I did 256K or something like that, 257K. And again, felt comfortable as So I'm definitely fit at the moment. And things are definitely clicking and moving in the right direction. But yeah, I'm definitely a bit worried. Like if I don't get on top of this and then, you know, go to a half marathon or something and it happens. So
yeah, it happens at 19 minutes, you got a long way to go.
Yeah, it'll be bad. But yeah, I'm staying positive. Like at least I'm still training. Like last week and this week, I had to stop and all that, but I'm still getting 30 minutes of threshold done. So it's not ideal, but it's better than being injured. I'm not calling it an injury. Saturday, yeah, woke up, ran, met you for a run. It was just an hour, wasn't it? 14K around where the bats were. And then drove to Rye that night and did the Sunday long run, which I've done quite a few times this year, I feel like, from like the Rye back beach where Chelsea's place is to the Rye front beach and then along the road the whole way out to Sorrento. And then you add on a bit through Sorrento, Portsea, and then come back on the back road way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, yeah, it's great. It was like an hour 40 I was from door to door, 4:10s.
Okay.
Yeah. So it felt good. And biggest week, 106Ks.
Biggest week recently.
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah, biggest week this year, I meant to say.
104, 106K. Nice.
So, yeah, things going well.
Yeah, definitely. Even though it's like not great training, like there's still things that can be better, but it's still like at least you're moving forward.
Definitely. It's like I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I've never in my life thresholded like at threshold quicker than 3 minutes properly.
Yeah.
So it's like my heart rate now is suggesting I'm at like, yeah, the fittest I can be. Like I have been before.
Okay.
Based on that, like, you know, when I'm running 3 minute Ks at that heart rate, it's like, oh, that's what I've been. But I would definitely say my Tuesdays aren't as good. Like the quicker stuff. So, yeah. But as I said, I don't really care. I'm not putting too much thinking into it. I'm going to keep training as I don't really have a race coming up. I reckon I'll probably do first couple of cross races just to sort of have a hit out. And I feel like they're always good. Keep you humbled. Like I feel like I could definitely be, I think just my like natural fitness, like even when I raced like Launceston, you know, I like was right up the mix with like Andy Buchanan and Ed Goddard and stuff like that in the half. But then I'll go to like the AV cross the next week and get towed up.
Yeah.
You know, it's just me. I just don't think I'm like super good at it. Mm. So I think even if I am really, really fit, I'll get there and there'll be like three juniors. I don't even know their names and they'll be beating me by about 5 minutes, calling me an old man as they run past.
What did Liam Cashin say to you last year? Oh, fuck, whenever he laughs so much. But he was pretty much just saying, he's like, I will kill you or something like that.
I was being real. Like, it was before Bundura. Yeah, he goes, are you serious, Joel? He goes, you're not even. And I was like getting sort of comments. I'm like, yo, I'm going to beat you. And he goes, Joel, I don't even think of you.
Yeah.
Something like that. He's like, you're not even a, you don't. And I was like, geez. But no, it's good. So things we've seen on Instagram this week that we aren't too sure about?
Tim Vincent.
Do you want to do yours first? Or do you want me to do mine? I said off air to Brett, I don't have one this week. But if you know, you know. Liam Adams is packing. That's all I'll say.
It's not good.
And there's a few. Or is it good?
No, it is good. But
it's good for Liam.
I'm trying. No, I was in my own. What's not good is I can't remember where I saved this thing.
Oh no! What your thing is? We can do it off the head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just can't remember where I sent it. Who I sent it to?
Well, it's been sent to you.
I remember now. Yeah.
So, a bloke.
So it's guy named Cody Adams, and he's started his own run club, I think, in looks like the Gold Coast. But pretty much everything is just like cringy.
Yeah.
Is the best way to describe it. Like he's very over the top and
just everything we're not about.
Yeah. And then also like talking shit on like a lot of other people just because they're now not like him.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I hate that. It's like, yeah.
You and know. Then, yeah, the one that was sent to me.
Very preachy.
It just, he. They're in the presence of a king. Yeah, so he's walking through Woolworths, no shirt on, and he just says, do the normies know that they're in the presence of a king, and then kisses to the camera.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good. We don't like that sort of stuff.
No.
So that is definitely something we aren't sure about.
Definitely not sure about it, but Yeah. Something else I'm not sure about. I was looking at the Olympic marathon course yesterday.
Ooh, and
I was going on like the street view of it.
Yep.
The hills are hectic.
Are they?
Hectic.
Really?
Like, unless like Google like, Street View like makes it look way worse.
Ones? Remember the Commonwealth
like, Games? Nah, yes, that one's steep but short.
These are
these
long?
Ones are long. Like really? They're and they like it goes for 5K. And it's just like
it, like a mountain. That's not
it's
a
like
hill.
Running up a mountain. Yeah, like it's it seems like I don't know.
Wow.
Like the ones at the boulevard.
Yeah, but they just keep going.
But they just
going.
Keep going.
Yeah, wow.
And then you go flat for a little bit, down for a little bit, then you have this like proper steep hill. It's like you're going over like a pass. Like, you know,
don't you reckon there's something in that though, like it takes the like oh look. I've never done a marathon, so it's easy for me to bloody say, but I feel like something like that when you're rocking up at Olympics, it's like you go on a war. There's no, you're not even worrying about pacing and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? It just
yeah.
takes away all that and it's just like it's probably going to be hot and it's going to be so yeah. hilly and it's just survive and it'll be carnage. Like you'll probably be getting a 30, whereas it's different if it's like at 30K, you've got to hit every K split on a dead yeah, flat yeah. fast course.
Yeah, it definitely changes the race and it's yeah. good. Like it's it makes it, it's like nearly a different sport nearly. Like, but yeah, it's just like looking at it because like everyone's going, yeah, it's hilly. And I was like looking at this thing like, it's fucking hilly.
You know
like,
how I'd be backing in that? I've mentioned him twice already now. Well, once. This would be the second time. Who? Liam.
Yeah.
I feel like Liam's just so good at those rough courses.
Mm.
Like really good.
Yeah. It's
like what he said, like when Liam ran 62, that Sydney course, but he's never run quicker on a yeah. flat. I know he would, but it's just like
yeah.
he's so good on the hilly hard courses.
Yeah, definitely. And in hot conditions too.
Yeah.
He's really good. But yeah, this course as well. So it gets to from it's pretty much from 14K to about 32K is pretty tough. Like there is like some
you're like from like 4K to 38K.
Yeah. I'd say 14K to 22 or 20-ish is like the big hill and then you go a little bit downhill, a little bit of flat so you get a bit of rest.
And then it goes back.
And then it goes back to this steep hill so you get to like...
You can run up Mont Ventoux or something.
So you get to probably about 30K and then so then probably the last 12K is big downhill then flat. But the hard thing is going to be running like even downhills at that stage of the race kill your legs.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, it'd be good. I can't wait. Can't wait to watch it.
Yeah,
we see. Awesome. Yeah. Well, just a reminder again that we do have the FTK Sydney Marathon Run Club this Sunday at 8 a.m. Opposite Gilson in Domain Road, South Yarra, just right near the Tan. So we had, you know, a really good turnout last month. Let's see if we can beat that again. And
we'll put some more details on Instagram.
Yeah, we've got pace group leaders organized. So again, like last time, it'll be, you know, we'll have a bit of a chat at the beginning, sort of talk to you guys about what sort of pace groups there are. And everyone will head out for a run, meet back at 90 minutes. And yeah, we also, if you haven't joined the For the Kudos team for Sydney Marathon yet, or you haven't entered for Sydney Marathon, make sure you do now because it is going to be a big one.
And there's also the code FTKSM24.
Yeah.
Which gets you 10% off.
That's
for the
right.
First 200 people.
Yeah. Perfect, guys. Well, thanks so much. We'll see you next week.
See you guys.